In less than a week, two young black men were shot and killed last month next to Rainier Playfield in Seattle's Columbia City neighborhood. Ann Dornfeld from KUOW's race and equity team went to 38th and Oregon to meet a man who knew both of the victims and who knows this park well.
For Elijah Brown, Rainier Community Center and Playfield is the safest, most dangerous place. Brown is 22. He lives just up the street. In grade school, he tagged along with his older brother to the center's teen program.
Going bowling every Wednesday, or a cooking class every Tuesday or Thursday.
This is the field where he played football, the court where he won a basketball championship, and the site of his first internship. It's also the block where he watched a man get shot to death. Brown was 9 years old.
And in the third grade, it doesn't register. It's like you're living a movie. I was more in shock at that specific time. And then as years, went on and all the shootings continued to happen, I just realized that's what's happening.
Brown points to the street where he and his friends were walking home from middle school when a man riding by in a car pointed a gun at them. Over there is the football field where he and the rest of his team hit the deck as shots rang out around them.
And then they're like, they're shooting. And we were on the ground for about 5 minutes, just waiting.
Despite the violence, Brown kept coming to Rainier Community Center. There was the late-night basketball gym on Fridays, free classes, a recording studio, and field trips to places he and his friends had never been.
There was a year we went camping. I remember making chili mac, over the fire. And I went fishing before. You don't hear about community centers taking their teens fishing anymore. Getting more accustomed to new things and understanding the world's a lot bigger than basketball, rapping, being in the streets.
Brown says this community center kept a lot of kids he knew out of trouble and out of the gangs that have long claimed these streets. But over time, he says, the teen program changed. There was new staff and new policies, classes he and his friends just weren't into. The community center started charging $2 for the Friday late-night open gym and making teens show ID to prove they were between 13 and 19.
There was little kids that would come with their older siblings, and then now they couldn't come. Then how are you going to keep them off the streets if you make all these rules and make it hard for them to get away from all that?
Brown says he stopped coming as much. His friends did, too. One of those friends was Stephen Stewart.
We went to elementary together. We're in the teen programs, high school together a little bit.
We're standing now at a memorial to Stewart at Rainier Playfield. He was shot and killed here July 14th. Stewart was gunned down as he was visiting a memorial to Shamar Curry, who had been killed here just days before. Brown says the community center had been a lifeline for Stewart.
He was somebody who was involved in the gangs. He had that pressure on him from the streets to be just like his dad.
Stewart's dad was named Stephen too. His son became Lil Steph.
So when his dad was killed, his involvement got more. He really was a good-hearted person. He really was a good person overall, but the pressure that the streets put on him.
Stewart seemed to have turned a page in life. He was staying out of trouble, and he had added reason to. He now had a young daughter, about the same age as Brown's son.
We were talking the other day, talking about how we became fathers and how we can't ever leave them. And so when you see something like this, he just couldn't ever get past it.
Inside the community center is another man mourning the loss of both young men who were just killed across the street. Andre Franklin grew up with Shamar Curry, and Franklin directed the teen program that meant so much to Stewart and Brown. He now runs teen programs at other Seattle community centers, but he remained close with Stewart.
Often he would tell me, I was like his dad. I went to his graduations and, just been involved with him throughout the years and trying to guide him in the right direction and give him the resources that he needed to be successful.
Franklin says programs are only as strong as the relationships they create between kids and adults, and only as strong as the community's commitment to giving young people what they need.
Do you really want my son to have the same opportunities as your son? That's the question. People say, yeah, but when it comes down to allocating resources and what school they're going to put their kids into and providing opportunities, it doesn't really happen like that.
Back outside the center, Elijah Brown runs into friends he grew up with in the teen program. They live all over now. They're coming back to see each other and the community center staff and to remember Stephen Stewart.
What's up, man?
How you doing?
Staying out the way?
How you doing, man?
Good.
Trying to be safe, man. That's all.
Yeah? That's how we all are.
Yeah. It's starting to get back like the old Seattle.
The old Seattle, where this park that's a second home for young people, a place to learn and grow, is also where they know they or their friends or family might one day get shot. That's hard to swallow for a lot of new residents to Columbia City, folks with money who can afford housing in this rapidly gentrifying neighborhood. Brown sees them post in the neighborhood Facebook group about the need for more police.
When I hear somebody in the group say, "What's happening to our neighborhood?" And I just want to be, don't you think that's what we were asking too?
While we've been out here, we've seen the cops drive by half a dozen times, a response to the recent shootings. Brown says that'll tamp down violence for a while, but not for long.
All I really can say is just a lot of involvement with the youth and not really just the police patrolling, helping them find ways to get them out the street instead of just keeping them there and trying to just lock them up, because that's the easiest thing to do.
Brown says growing up in this community center helped him learn what he's good at and discover the world beyond this neighborhood. He's out of work right now. He was working at a soup factory, but then he hurt his back. Brown still comes down to the community center all the time.
Rainier is like just my favorite place. I come down here to write. It's, you know, lets me continue to be who I am. That's why I just love this place.
The safest and most dangerous place. In Columbia City, I'm Ann Dornfeld, KUOW News.